put on when you go out in the wintertime? Coat. Okay. What if I say that jacket has fancy buttons? Okay. And what would you say? It has fancy buttons on it? Or would you just say it has fancy buttons?
Fancy buttons on it.
Okay. Sometimes when your coat and shirt you wear a three-piece suit, you got a
vest.
Okay. A suit consists of a coat, vest, and pants. Do you have any other names for it?
Slacks.
Okay. What do you call it? Kind of overalls that have the
galluses.
Okay. Well, no, the kind of overalls that have the...
Oh, bib.
Okay.
Which call bib overall.
Okay, bib overall?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Someone, if you're going to say you had a coat, you want somebody to bring it to you, what would you say? You'd say,
bring me my coat.
Okay, yesterday
they brought me the coat.
And they have.
They have brought me the coat.
And they will
bring me the coat.
Okay. That coat won't fit this year, but last year it
fit well.
Okay. If your old clothes wore out, you'd have to buy what?
New ones.
Okay. If you stuff a lot of things in the pockets, it makes them what?
Bulge.
Okay. What did the collar do when you put it in hot water, the shirt you had in it? And what happened to the collar?
It shrunk.
Okay. And it has?
Shrunk.
And it will?
Shrink.
Okay. When a girl's getting ready to go out to a party, what do you say she does?
Put on her makeup.
What's that process called? Would you say she's really getting fixed
really,
up?
Really get spruced up.
Okay. What do you call a small leather container that women carry money in?
Purse.
Okay. What is a
pocketbook?
What is that jewelry that she wears around her wrist?
A bracelet.
Okay. And what about that stuff she wears with the beads around her neck? What is that called?
Necklace.
Okay. What do men wear to hold their trousers?
Suspenders.
Now you said galluses earlier. Have you heard galluses more than suspenders? Or?
No, just galluses are referring to overalls.
Oh, just for overalls.
All right.
Okay, but not, and suspenders.
Suspenders would be
holding the pants up. Okay. What do you hold over you when it rains?
Umbrella.
Okay. How do you, when you're making up a bed, what are some of the things that you have to use to make up a bed?
You have to straighten the sheet, then straighten the blankets, fluff up the pillows, and then put the bedspread over it last.
Okay. And would you call it, what do you call it? You say blankets? Is there a special name for blankets that you use, or?
No, I just use blankets.
Okay. Now, have you ever heard of an oversized pillow being called something special? A big old pillow?
No, a cushion.
Okay, have you ever heard of bolster?
No.
Okay. What about a special kind of blanket that you put over everything? You said a
quilt.
Okay.
Let me see, a cover spread.
Would you ever say comforter?
Yes, comforter.
Okay, but would you say quilt more often?
I'd say quilt more often.
Okay, what do you call a makeshift sleeping place on the floor that children like to sleep on?
I don't know.
Have you ever heard of
wood pallet? Yes, pallet.
Yeah,
that's what I was looking for.
Yeah, I know. I thought that was what you were looking for. We expect a big yield from that field because the soil is very
rich.
Okay, would you ever say fertile?
Fertile.
Okay. What's the flat lowland along the stream called?
I don't know.
Do you ever call it bottomland?
Yeah, bottomland.
What about low-lying grassland?
Swamp.
Okay. What about the place where salt hay grows along the sea?
I don't know.
We're pretty far inland to that. What different kinds of soil do you have in the field?
Topsoil and just your, that's all I know would be topsoil.
Ever heard of loam?
No.
Okay. Or black soil, you ever heard
of that?
Would that mean it's rich soil or would it?
I think it would.
Okay. If they're getting water off the marshes, you say they are what?
Draining it.
Okay. And what would you call the thing that you dug to do that?
A trench.
Trench. Okay.